Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer in our communion class. This is a blessed day that the Lord has made. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Bless our bodies this morning as we receive your word. Bless our mind, our spirit. Help us to go forward in you. Help us fill our heart with your word that we may do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, we'll continue on page 13. I'm going to back up a little bit this time. Paul said, for this reason, this is at the top of the page, second paragraph of page 13. He said, Paul said, for this reason, he did not say for these reasons. He was pointing us to one singular reason. Christians would become weak and sick and die before that time. And what is this reason that Paul was highlighting to us? He said, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, so the reason the Corinthians became weak and sick was their failure to discern the Lord's body. It means that they did not know why they were partaking of the body when they came to the table. And they had no idea why they were eating the bread. And this was the reason they were not receiving the divine life of their Savior, causing them to be weak and sick and to die prematurely. I was thinking about this during the vacation. But discerning the Lord's body, what Jesus did for us, and then the body that he died for, us as individuals. And in 1 Corinthians, Paul rebuked them. He said, when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone, this is 1 Corinthians 11 and 20, I'll read it again. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before other his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What? Have ye not houses to eat and drink in, or despise ye the church of God? With shame and shame them that have not. What shall I say to you? I praise you. In this I praise you not. When people operate according to what they've seen. If they were looking at the religious world of the day, the Pharisees acted that way. If they were looking at the political leader, that's how they behaved. They would give to the rich and neglect the poor. This was a culture problem. If they were looking at each other, that even their parents, that's what you're looking to, well, it can get in your heart and it can get in your ways. Now they have become Christians, but their ways were still out of order. It was their culture to do this, to miss the point. The same love it takes to recognize each other as a body is the same love and faith it takes to understand what the Lord has done for us. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we've established the point that discerning the Lord's body is loving each other, mm-hmm. and receiving what Jesus did, observing what he did. What he did was an act of love. And love can understand love. If you understand what he did, mm-hmm. you know that this is too important to behave like they were behaving in verses 20 and 21. The same love, you know, when people, so the root problem is love. And then the enemy is culture. Their culture was to be selfish, to not discern the Lord's body, to not discern each other. When people are doing good, it's important to receive what they have to give. When people walk in love, that's when the Lord, he'll promote people into that way. They'll create, everything is enhanced. Morning, everyone. When people draw near to the Lord, then he'll draw near to them. Mm-hmm. When the Lord draws near to anybody, revelation comes with it.
Yes. Ooh, that's good, Thurston.
So
it's our responsibility, basically, to draw near. He gives us, it's his responsibility to give us the revelation. There's no work to it.
Right.
Just draw near to him.
It's a grace.
Amen.
And see, this represents so much. I'm so glad Mary pointed this out. This is a lot here that I didn't see. I kept reflecting back on it during the vacation. And this is what the Lord helped me see it even clearer. But when people draw near to the Lord and the Lord draw near to them, they're created, if you look at the whole picture, they're created with a purpose.
Yes, amen.
Everybody is.
And your first purpose is to draw near to him.
Yeah.
That's what you've been ready for.
It goes back to what Ray said years ago. Our purpose is to learn and to grow. We're designed by God to grow a certain way. And we're born at a time where we can meet a certain need.
When we do it the right way, the fruits just happen.
Yeah. So some people draw near to the Lord and they love him. And then the Lord give them revelation. And then they share that revelation. All right, but when it's the same thing at the Corinthians Lord's Supper, some people are going to take it the wrong way. Some people will hear the revelation and get angry because they're jealous against you. You're too young to know that. I'm supposed to be the one to know that. I'm supposed to teach like that, not you. That goes right back to how they were shuffling, trying to get all the food before somebody else.
No, that's not discerning the Lord's body in a sense.
No.
Because you're part of his same, whoever it is body. Huh? Anything that you do is good. It's good for your body.
Yeah.
Corporately and physically. So.
Yeah. So when they come together, they're Christians at this point. Mm-hmm. But they have culture problems. We stated a few minutes ago how they acted this way because they were looking at their leadership. If they looked at the religious leadership, that's how the religious leadership acted. If they looked at the political leadership, the kings and the governors and the tetrarchs, that's how they acted. This was their culture. So for a long time, this was going on. So this is how their parents acted. The only people that would not miss the point were people that were looking to Jesus. And when you look to him, you see his love. And his love suggests to you, put others first. Don't act like the Pharisees and the political leaders and the culture. He came to give up, to fulfill a need. He died, his body was broken. And at that time, they didn't have the New Testament to read. They had the Old Testament, but like Ray pointed out years ago, the poor people didn't have it. They had to depend on wealthy people to read it to them. If you were poor, you were just left out of society. But some of the poor people, they had a heart of love, and they were the kind of people that God could save. Paul even pointed out, he said, look around. The most educated people are not saved, and the most wealthy people are not saved. It's the poor people. People that were broken. They ran into the wall. They wanted something new. So they... when you hit that wall and get off the floor, something's wrong. You want better. Christ came. He was better. People started getting saved, but they still had the culture of the society was still there, and it always has to be dealt with. So when people draw near to the Lord, and you got to recognize the body in each other, overlooking the faults and seeing the needs, and also the creativity. People talk about the faults and the needs, but there's creativity in every person. So anybody that draw near to the Lord, they're going to receive revelation. They're going to receive the grace. The grace of God includes the gifts, the calling, the office. anointings.
Yes.
Now, if nothing's done about the culture, they'll not only, just like they didn't understand what Christ did for them in his body, they didn't understand his spiritual body. They didn't understand each other. And they belittled each other. All right, if a person draw near, receive revelation, gifts, anointings, to be a blessing, that's the gift of God. Pride will reject it. Pride will get angry. Pride will not want it and miss the point. It always, just like they were missing the point, pride always misses the point. Pride is anti-Christ. It's anti-God. It's anti-love. Love is God. Love is Jesus. Love is the broken body, the blood, salvation. That's the love of God. We receive salvation. And then our works, you know, with the heart of God, we come out to be a blessing to other people. And that's discerning the Lord's body. We established, in all these classes, we've established that discerning the body is recognizing the physical body of Jesus at the time that he was torn and bruised for us, and he bled for us, and also what he the people that he saved and blessed. Now, with love comes wisdom. With love comes wisdom. You don't know all these things when you're coming out of the territories that they were coming out of. They were coming out of Corinth, and that was a bad place. That's a place where many cultures came, a hub place. You know, people went to Corinthians like if you're going somewhere, you go to Atlanta. You know, one preacher made a joke. He said, well, but when you go to heaven, first you got to go to Atlanta. Then you Well, Corinthians was a place where people came, and this was the culture of the world. So they had a lot to deal with. To go from the culture of the world to discerning the Lord's body, they had to have this chapter. And things had to be pointed out. And even after it was pointed out, it still took time for them to receive it and act on it. But we get a snapshot of what was going on, even in our day. If you love God and you receive revelation and you endeavor to do all that's in his heart, you're going to run into people that's not going to understand. And then you're going to love them anyway, because they are also valuable and they also have creative abilities. And if you can get them out of that pride, then you got you a wonderful brother or sister to deal with. And we have to protect each other. We understand what it's like to come out of Corinth. We all do. We all came out of Corinth. So we came out of the world kicking and screaming, but we came out. And now we're learning. So we understand people that's coming out kicking and screaming. And we love them from the heart.
Amen.
We discern the Lord's body. When we are blessing to them, then we see the more you love people, the more you understand what Christ did. The more we love each other, the more we can receive what Christ did. And then when it comes a point where you say, I'm healed. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. And you mean it. And you know it. And it's done. And to say, and you, the world can't, it can do a lot of damage, but it can't overcome your faith. It's impossible for the world to overcome your faith. And sometimes under the anointing, you operate in the gift of faith. God have you to pray for a need. You may even wonder in your mind, is this going to work? But under the, you know, the gift of faith, as long as you're in faith, God's going to help your faith. And the gift of faith is not something that, I think it can operate in any Christian when they need God the most. It's more, you know, like somebody may have the gift of discerning of spirits. I have that. Or the gift of a word of wisdom. I got that one. And then the gift of the word of knowledge. I don't have that one. And then, you know.
But that's people, not to say he won't use you in it sometime in the future.
Usually what he'll do, he'll give me a vision and show me what's going on. And then show me what to say. I always speak a word of wisdom. But the word, I don't walk up to people and just tell them everything, because I don't. It don't work. It never happened. But God showed me something, then I give him a word of wisdom how to come out of it. And now, Pastor Jackson had the word of knowledge. He just tell you everything. Both of them are good. You know, God do it the way he want to, and whatever he. But the gift of faith. We when you're about to crash your car, you can say Jesus, and you'll be all right. You know, when I was on that motorcycle wreck, all I could say was Jesus.
That's powerful.
And I asked Pastor, I said, was that the gift of faith? He said, well, let's look at it. He said, you said Jesus twice. You didn't do any work. And you came out of it without broken bones. And you just like, I said the second time I said Jesus, I knew I wouldn't get all messed up and I wouldn't have broken bones. I just wished I could quit sliding. and it happened. And I almost got ran over by a car and I was thrown out of the way by the angel. I couldn't have moved it fast enough. He said, you didn't do any work, but that was the gift of faith. That was the gift of faith. And I don't have scripture for that, but I believe that it operates in anybody when they need it. It's, you know, it's not like a continual gift that you walk around with. It can happen, and God can do anything. But when you need it, it's there.
Jesus, God wills. Well, you call on Jesus' name, and you have the faith, and you're his child, so you know it's his will, so that gift went in operation.
Yeah.
Because that's what you needed.
Uh-huh. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how does the gift of faith work? He said, as long as you're in faith, I give you faith to get the need done. But now, when I'm believing God for personal things, it don't work that way. I have to believe him by my faith. But in an emergency or if something has to happen, somebody's life on the line, it'll work. I'll be in faith doing what he said to do, and he'll make the difference. Sometimes you just don't have enough word in you to do something like that. But God will give it to you.
As you've been presenting this, God's given me so much deeper meaning of the scripture. Jesus is the author and the finisher. Of our faith.
Yeah.
We try to finish it. Uh-huh. I got to pray in tongues. I got to speak this. I got to act like nothing's hurting me. But all you have to do is receive his faith, uh-huh, give it back to him, stay in it in your, you know, and then let him finish it.
Yeah.
We have at least I've noticed in myself, you know, uh-huh, we need to just let Jesus be the author and finish it.
Yeah, just stay in faith, and He'll help you.
He'll get it done. Uh-huh. We don't have to unless He tells you to do something. That's different. Mm-hmm. But that comes in to staying close to Him,
mm-hmm,
because you don't hear Him as good if you're not staying close to Him. So you can make a wrong move.
Yeah.
If you're walking in the Spirit, mm-hmm, and staying close to Him, seeking Him.
Yeah.
He's going to direct your path.
I've had situations where I needed assistance, and he'll have somebody to believe with me,
mm-hmm,
or pray for me.
Yes.
And it'll get done. That's why if you have faith as a mustard seed, you're in good shape. You're gonna win.
See, I see that a little different. I saw it so many years about faith as a mustard seed. Uh-huh. I said, it's a tiny seed, uh-huh, but it's a biggest herb there is. It's a tree. So you just take that and let that little seed do that work and keep it going, and you'll make a big tree out of it.
Yeah.
It'll be a huge amount of faith.
Mm-hmm. When I asked the Lord to teach me to live in His presence, I had faith as a muscle. I knew I could have it.
You started with that.
But it took knowledge and growing, mm-hmm, and a lot of other elements to get it done, but I stayed with it.
You planted it.
Yeah.
That mustard, that little seed, that first faith became that tree, the biggest herb there is.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And he added to it time as revelation after revelation contributed to that.
And now it's got deep roots in you.
Glory.
Yeah. Some things are just that way. He said, if we discern the Lord's body, we will walk in his health and wellness and wholeness.
Amen.
Wholeness. When you love other people, you can sense and receive his love. We'll stop there. Yeah. And follow the peace. When you follow the peace, you're on the right track. Mm-hmm. I went over. Hey, I'm sorry. Okay, we're page 64. We'll take communion. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, they actually were driven on his back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive. I like these cups. He said, thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. You know, the Lord thinks of everything. Every time I learn something, I just appreciate that he thinks of everything. Discerning the Lord's body both ways, among each other, and what Christ did stems out of love.
Yes.
And that love don't change. It develops and grows. Wisdom and knowledge and experience comes with it. But as we go forward discerning his body, we're unstoppable. We're in that. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to go forward in you doing all that you put in us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Come on, Candace.